Does anyone know if any of the cooperative groups, I mean, this is such an important question. ER positive, PR positive patients is 60% of all the patients, not a small group. Is anyone going to do a randomized trial of chemotherapy versus not, or endocrine therapy alone versus the addition of chemotherapy in that subgroup?
In theory, this is the TAILOR-RX study. I mean, it's not exactly split by ER-PR, but it's basically the intermediate group.
Dan, can you go through what that study is?
So the TAILOR-RX is taking the group that we already think that Oncotype DX defines, and that is node-negative ER-positive patients. All will be profiled by the Oncotype DX. And those that have a recurrence score of 11 or lower, the good recurrence score patients will receive hormone therapy only. Those who are in the recurrence score of 25 and higher will be in high recurrence score patients, will all receive hormone therapy and chemotherapy of dealer's choice. In fact, they'll be eligible for the intergroup node-positive type chemotherapy trials. Those who are in the intermediate group will all get hormone therapy of investigator's choice and then be randomly assigned to chemotherapy or not. And again, the chemotherapy is investigator's choice.
Is this like what was previously referred to as the PAC trial?
Yes, this is the PAC trial.
So I predict that the study will never reach its accrual goal of the randomization. I think there will be tremendous enthusiasm for a federal subsidy for Oncotype DX testing such that we will get a decade's worth of prospective experience in the high and the low-risk groups to see if we can validate the assay in that way. But recall that nationally, the PER-K trial has been available for years, which randomized patients to hormone therapy alone versus hormone plus chemotherapy, younger women. We've been totally unable to accrue to that trial. And it seems very unlikely that going into this intermediate group that most clinicians and patients won't have a sniff of which way they want to go. We've already heard today that the HER2-positive patients are going to get chemotherapy. That contributes a lot to the intermediate score in these lower-risk patients. I suspect that it's going to be a tough sell in a lot of ways. Not that it's not a tremendously important study, but it's a tough sell. And the other complexity of it is that in the retrospective, underpowered, all the caveat analyses, they're very, very small differences. So even if you end up with a 2,000-person trial, it's not clear you're going to have power to really rule out or rule in major benefits.